It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette says the U.S. House will move ahead with articles of impeachment against President Trump. All of the Democrats in Colorado's delegation and other members of both parties have called for impeachment or invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. The impeachment articles cite Trump's incitement of the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol Wednesday. The insurrection resulted in 5 deaths, including that of a Capitol Police officer. Many Coloradans can expect to get their COVID-19 vaccine at a pharmacy rather than a hospital or doctor's office. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
The state says it's working with pharmacies, those in large grocery chains and smaller ones, to help administer tens of thousands of vaccines. Emily Zedvorny heads up the Colorado Pharmacists Society. She says pharmacies have been staffing up to prepare for mass COVID-19 vaccinations.
Pharmacies are in every community in the state. So when you're trying to find out how to reach everybody, pharmacies are kind of the obvious answer.
Two pharmacy chains, CVS and Walgreens, are also part of a federal partnership charged with visiting senior homes to administer vaccines there. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Businesses in El Paso County could let in more customers under the state's new 5-star program. The initiative lets businesses apply for increased capacity by meeting a list of COVID-19 safety requirements, including employee exposure checks and improved ventilation. El Paso County Commissioner Stan Vanderwerf.
The goal is to help as many people as possible survive what we've got to get through, so when we get to the other side of 2021, they're ready to take advantage of the economy that has come back.
Vanderwerf says the county is waiting for approval from the state to jumpstart the program and plans to open applications for businesses in the coming weeks. The state's top political leaders are looking at new fees to pay for transportation projects across Colorado. The state's gas tax, which pays for road work, has stayed at 22 cents per gallon since 1991, and new cars use less gas. Here's Governor Jared Polis.
It's a good thing that vehicles are more fuel efficient. It's a good thing that people are using EVs. But the problem is they still use the roads. And so we just have to figure out as a state a way to future-proof the way that we fund roads.
Legislative leaders will likely propose new fees on gasoline and delivery services and more. This is CPR News.